Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Which culminated in him being placed on a non-football injury list.
Excuse me, did you say culminated?
And Chris Ello.
Bubkas. Absolutely bubkas. Nothing.
Don't know what Bubkas is, but...
Bubkas is nothing.
I was kind of confused.
Yeah, Bubkas... I'm sorry. Bubkas is nothing.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
And then there was one. 1 hour to go here on Gwen and Chris. Welcome in to the happy hour. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. And we have finally reached that segment that is fast in terms of fast growing, in terms of people enjoying it.
Yeah, I was walking around a shopping mall the other day. People were just talking about this segment.
Yeah,
right. It's taking over the city.
It's sweeping the nation, I hear.
Sweeping the nation?
Yeah.
There's some guy in Trenton, New Jersey right now talking about this, or listening to this segment.
Definitely. Yeah. Oh, well, Mitch from New Jersey is definitely listening.
There you go. There you go.
All right. Rate the radio call. We've got a few calls that we will basically critique and rate, and then we have what we call a classic call that doesn't need a rating. It already is, as we said, a classic. So, Scraby, where are we at today in terms of these calls? How do you have them lined up?
I have them lined up in a good order. We got some football, we got some college football, and my Sharkies made it. My Sharkies made the Rate the Radio call, and I got the open back.
From the really, really good.
Back to the wall. It's gone. Home run derby. And there will be tomorrow.
To the really, really bad.
Burrow rolls to the right. Open. He throws. It's caught. Mixon streaking down the sideline to the 20. Gets a block from Chase.
Baby.
And runs it into the end.
We got some radio calls. Gwen and Chris are going to rate them.
The right-handed hitter back in there. Strasburg ready to go.
It's Rate the Radio Call.
A 1-2 pitch slider. Strike three, called. A no-hitter.
On 97.3 The Fan.
I can't get over the Cincinnati Bengals call that we have in there, because that guy, every time, it sounds like he's having such a ball going, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, and
everything. There are some really good calls on there. And there are some really bad ones.
Yeah. And that's definitely one of them.
That is a good description of a bad one. Although I bet you the guy in Cincinnati who talked all over that play-by-play guy probably thinks he did fine.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
doesn't
that
realize
he did.
That in Southern California he's getting roasted every Wednesday.
I need to tell my cousin that we're doing this every Wednesday so he can send him a copy.
Send him a copy.
Let's just rate the radio call. They're going to rate him from 1 to 10 based on information delivery and like excitement and fanfare and all that stuff. So we're going to start with the Detroit Lions. They won their first game of the season. And we did hear this radio call yesterday, but I wanted you guys to rate it because it's a pretty big deal. Lions winning their first game after 13 games.
Well, if you don't think it's a big deal,
Detroit it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't think it's a big deal, listen to this guy's call.
Exactly. So the Detroit Lions are 4th-and-2 from the Vikings 11 with 4 seconds left, down 27-23. Last chance on the Detroit Lions radio network.
First victory of the year on the line. Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and
yes!
Caught! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! They did it! Amon-Ra St. Brown in the receiving end! Oh, they're rushing the field! They've done it! 3 zeros on the clock. This game is over. It's over. Jared Goff to Amon-Ra St. Brown. His first career touchdown. And how big is that? Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I don't think he believed that they actually won because he said it a couple times. And then he goes, it's zeros. Zeros! So, Chris, you're up first on this one. 1 to 10, rate the radio call.
Enthusiasm, he obviously gets a 10. Information, he gets about a 2. you know, if you go back to the call and actually break down the moving parts of the call, Goff went back to pass, threw it, and St. Brown caught it. And I've said this before many times on some of our Rate the Radio calls. The end zone is 10 yards deep and 53 yards wide. You need to tell me a little bit, as a radio listener, where the guy was in the end zone. Now, I saw the play, so I can picture it. But if I never saw that play, I wouldn't know whether it was a fade pattern, whether it was a post pattern, whether the ball was in the middle of the end zone, on the sideline. And I understand his excitement overflowing, but I think you still have to get the nuts and the bolts right. And that's what makes a good call into a great one.
All right, all right. So what did you give it again?
I gave it Dance 10, Looks 2.
Okay.
That's the name of a song from Chorus Line. Oh,
what's your overall score here?
In
Dance
the middle.
10, Looks 2.
Yeah, it's a...
7.
It's a 6.5. Yeah.
6.5.
I settled on a 6 for the same reasons. The excitement really, I think, gives him cover for the lack of information you have. But, you know, in terms of technical or being technical, he left a lot on the bone in terms of information, so I give him a 6.
All right, I thought it was great. I was enjoying
everything. It was enthusiastic. There's no argument there.
Let me ask this real quick. Because it's like such a big deal in Detroit and this is a Detroit Lions radio call, is there, are people more excited that it's just a touchdown? Or, since we are rating it on technicality, I guess we have to call it.
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it. That's what I said. It would be a great call if it was a TV call. But for a radio call, it has to get knocked down because he didn't tell us actually, other than touchdown, what happened on the play.
All right. Now, on the other side, Chris's friend, Paul Allen. Vikings. I always like to do the good.
Yeah.
And then I like to do the bad. And yes. Here is the Vikings getting beat by the winless Lions on Minnesota Vikings radio.
He goes out of the shotgun. He takes the snap from Mevin Brown. He's going to fire to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. And these cardiac kiddies have beaten the Minnesota Vikings and won a game for the first time in 364 days. The game-winning touchdown was caught by Amon-Ra St. Brown. And for that young man, his first National Football League touchdown is a memorable one.
I take offense to him saying cardiac kitties, number one, because the Vikings just got beat by those cardiac cats.
They were certainly kitties. They got their first win of the year. That classifies.
You
got
to get to at least 2 wins before you can be a cat.
That was a backhanded.
It was a backhanded compliment.
Of course it was.
Tony, you're up first in this
one. Can I hear it one more time?
1 to 10. After this, rate the radio call after again.
He goes out of the shotgun. He takes the snap from Mevin Brown. He's going to fire to the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. And these cardiac kitties have beaten the Minnesota Vikings and won a game for the first time in 364 days.
I saw you kind of shake your head, so it seemed like you got what you wanted out of
I did. I think for different reasons, I like I like Paul's call there, right? I think as the losing team, the details aren't as significant to you in a call like this, where it's a walk-off loss for your squad. His cadence was great. His tempo was great. He was clearly upset.
He was deflated.
As was the backhanded compliment.
Cardiac kitties.
He gave.
Well, I think he was kind of ripping his own team a little bit by saying that. He just got beat by the cardiac kitties.
Possibly. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I gave his call 7.5.
Okay, all right, 7.5. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, for the same reasons that Tony said, I'd give him a 7 also. He also didn't describe the touchdown in any way, shape, or form, but I agree with Tony. As soon as the guy catches the ball, deflation is the number one emotion among listeners from the Minnesota side. He could have gone back and said, you know, right, he was in the middle of the end zone, a couple yards deep, did a little stick pattern, turned around, ball was there. He could have covered himself later on down the road, and maybe he did after what we heard there. But I do like Paul Allen, and he's a good guy. He's very enthusiastic and puts his heart and soul into his job. And he was the exact right amount deflated for, you know, a loss to the Lions like
was
that.
Wasn't like in your feelings deflated, but – yeah. Certainly wasn't like excited inflated either. You know what I'm saying? So it was perfect.
Yeah, it's fun to hear both of those though.
Yeah. And one of my favorite things to do too is watch bars that are of people watching the game and see see the elation when people win and then the just disappointment when people lose. There was a guy in a Detroit bar who just walked out. He just walked out.
You mean in the Minnesota bar?
No, he was in Detroit and
he was so happy that he walked out?
No, he walked out because I had it wrong. You're right. He was a Minnesota Vikings fan, and he walked out when the Detroit Lions won.
Gotcha. That makes more sense.
Yeah. No, you got it. I flipped that around, but it's always hilarious seeing that. Yeah. All right, Cincinnati, we're going to stay there. Well, actually, we heard the guy in the open because he's the Bearcats announcer as well. And Cincinnati was trying to win the AAC championship, and they were also trying to finish the season undefeated, the regular season. So here is the call of the final play of the game on Cincinnati Bearcats radio.
Stewart reaches up to make a one-handed catch, hands it off to Marcus Jones. He is tackled at the 34, and it is over. Zero losses, zero doubt. The UC Bearcats are unbeaten, unbelievable, and undoubtedly deserving of their spot in the four-team college football playoff.
Yes, sir, they are. We're going to be in it. Look at this scene.
Everybody spilling out of the stands.
The reason I let it go on for so long is because it was kind of it's a special moment for Cincinnati, but that's it. Is that how people hear me when I'm talking on the show? Because that guy's annoying when he was like, that's it! Anyway, Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, rate the radio call.
I couldn't tell. They were just running out the clock, right?
Basically,
I mean, it was just a running
play. This was just like
the
celebration call.
Yeah, the celebration was pretty good. I'm not a big fan of undoubtedly and all of the rest of the adjectives he threw in there. It was already exciting enough. I don't think he needed to pile those on top of the excitement, but he did. The color guy jumped in for a second, but then he got out of the way. So I'm gonna give this thing a 7 overall. Pretty exciting. I don't know that that's something that's gonna, I mean, I guess they'll record it and play it forever in the history of Cincinnati football, but I don't know that 25 years from now anybody's gonna shed a tear over that call.
It wasn't that great. Can we hear the color guy real quick?
Stewart reaches up to make a one-handed catch, hands it off to Marcus Jones. He is tackled at the 34.
That's it.
Yeah, that's why you don't do that. That's why you don't do that.
Because the clock hadn't expired yet, because he was still. He goes, and now the clock has expired. That's it.
Well, when you do that, it that resonates instead of the memorable call.
Tony, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Yeah, it was. I give it a 6. 6, only because of that's it part. I thought it's a difficult play, right? Because there's no meaning in the play other than the clock running out. So, you know, the things that make a call great, right, aren't really needed in this one. I didn't mind the extra adjectives he threw on everything. I think for a Cincinnati Bearcats broadcaster, he is trying to sell his team for anybody who's out there listening in terms of them getting into the playoffs. Because I think ultimately, you know, they're in the back of their mind, they know that they're on the cusp. They're not like in at that point.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
you know,
they'd wait another day.
Anything could happen at that point. So yeah. I get where he was coming from. I give it a 6 only though. A 6 because of the. That's it.
That's it. That was so good. All right, one more call before we go to break. We're going to stay in college football, Big Ten championship. We heard Michigan last week, so we're going to hear them again because they had a pretty crazy play in the first quarter. 5:35 left in the game. First and 10. Michigan has the ball from their own 25-yard line facing, who are they facing?
Iowa.
Tight end U, Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
McNamara gets the snap, looks, throws it backward pass, and now Donovan Edwards throwing deep down the sideline. He's got a receiver wide open. The trick play, it's a house call for Michigan. Touchdown on the Transcontinental, and the Wolverines with
Roman Wilson, I believe.
Donovan Edwards to Roman Wilson. They go 75 and make it a 13-0 lead.
That sounds like a Will Ferrell
thing.
I
promise you, it felt like there was at least two words made up in that whole thing. Can we get another listen?
Sure.
Maybe I didn't hear him right.
Sure.
McNamara gets the snap, looks, throws it backward pass, and now Donovan Edwards throwing deep down the sideline. He's got a receiver wide open. The trick play, it's a house call for Michigan. Touchdown on the Transcontinental, and the Wolverines with
Roman Wilson, I believe.
Donovan Edwards to Roman Wilson. They go 75 and make it a 13-0 lead.
I've heard house call before. Being like,
is that
he,
what he said? A
house
call?
Yes, a house call.
Oh. Transcontinental. I've never heard
of that either. Okay. Maybe that's a Michigan thing.
Not quite sure what that
Maybe
was.
I
thought it was house a call, and I didn't understand what that was. So house call.
House call.
Okay.
And then Transcontinental, stupid. But all right, Tony, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
Roman Wilson.
the Frankenstein call, right?
Yeah. It's,
I'm going to give it a 5. I'm going to give it a 5.
I can see that.
A lot of confusion, it seemed like, and rightfully so. It was a trick play, but...
But you got to be ready for a trick play. If you're a play-by-play guy, I mean, come on. You got to know your players. That was the Michigan call.
It was almost like, because, you know, we're not on TV. You're in the radio, so nobody could actually see you. It was like he was singing the call and hitting his partner like.
Yeah, tell me who that is. Who is that?
Roman Wilson.
That's Roman Wilson.
That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was confusing and a Frankenstein kind of pieced together.
Yeah, he looked at his guy. He's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
To Chris, 1 to 10, rate that radio
call.
Yeah,
I can't even go higher than that. I got to give him a 4. I mean, I don't even know what the backward pass looked like. I don't know where
he
it was
either.
On the field. I don't know if it was out to the right, out to the left. I think the receiver was running down the sideline, but I don't know if it was the same sideline as the pass was. I don't know anything about that play, and I certainly didn't know who caught the ball until Roman Wilson got mentioned from the color guy. And on this one, I got to give the color guy props because, as Tony said, the play-by-play guy was probably looking at him like, who's that? You know, like, I mean, I've never seen him before. Dude, this is the 15th game of the season. You need to know your team. He didn't know the first guy who caught the first pass, and it took him a minute to identify him too. So bad call all the way around. Sounded like a rookie radio guy, and I would think Michigan would have somebody better than that.
Thank you. Every time we've played a Michigan call, I'm like, that's the guy that Michigan.
Yeah, maybe anyway. Maybe Eastern Michigan, but yeah. Michigan ought to have a guy that has a clue.
All right, we still have a couple more radio calls. We got a hockey call, and we got a crazy incarnate word Sam Houston State NCAA football playoff call and Tony's classic call. So that's all coming up.
Here's traffic.
Welcome back to the program, right in the middle of Rate the Radio Call. Chris Ello and Scrappy, what's his name? Oh, it's Chris Ello and Roman Wilson.
I was going to say, it's Roman Wilson.
Yes, it's Roman Wilson. No, it's Tony Gwynn Jr. We are in the middle of listening to Some radio calls, sports radio calls around the country in the past week or so. We are giving our rating, and in this segment, we will have our classic call as well. I think you'll enjoy that. So let me hand it back over to Scraby, the master of ceremonies.
Well, thank you, Roman.
You're really welcome, Roman Wilson.
Can we just hear that one more time?
Sure. I want to know who caught that touchdown for Michigan. Who was it?
Roman Wilson.
Who? McNamara gets the snap.
Oh, we're going to hear the whole call
throws
again?
Throws it backward pass.
Too good.
And now Donovan Edwards throwing deep down the sideline. He's got a receiver wide open. The trick play. It's a house call for Michigan. Touchdown on the Transcontinental.
Whatever that
is. And the Wolverines with Roman Wilson, I believe.
That's right. In fact, on the back of that player's jersey, it says number 84, I believe.
Roman Wilson,
that's his last name. Yeah, Wilson's his middle name.
Oh, man, that was a good one. All right, two more calls and then the classic call. We're going to go with some NHL. The Sharks were at home to the Flames. They were up 4-3 in the third period. Thomas Hurdle. I believe his name is Thomas.
It is.
Tomas. The Sharks.
Maybe you might get a Tomas.
I know
out of
it's
it.
Spelled without the H, but I didn't.
It's usually Tomas.
Okay, Tomas Hurdle of the Sharks. He's trying to close out the game for them, and he's also trying to secure the hat trick. This is Sharks Radio Network.
Puck drop. Calgary's got it. Extra attacker on. Gaudreau put it back to Anderson. Cross ice. Hanifin. The shot. That went off of something, maybe Hill, and just went wide into the corner. The Sharks lift it up. Here's a chance now. Hurdle shoots for the hat trick. He scores! Tomas Hurdle gets the hat trick. The fourth of his career. 41.2 seconds to go. And the Sharks are up 5-3.
All right, so it is Tomas Hurdle, but that was the call. And Chris, you're up first on this one. 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I'll give him a 6. I think he's all right. Pretty good. Description's decent along the way. Did say that Calgary had the extra attacker on, but I still think you need to be a pretty savvy hockey guy to know that Tomas Hurdle shot that puck into an empty net. A lot of people wouldn't make that connection.
I sure did.
Yeah, he didn't. I
just thought they had an extra
guy. Did you see this clip?
No, but I'd know if they had the extra attacker on, the net was empty.
They pulled the
goalie for the extra attacker. So that's why I say you had to be a pretty savvy hockey guy to know that Tomas Hurdle had a chance, shoots, and scores, but you got to tell me he shoots at the empty net. That's a major omission here in that radio call, so that's why I can go no higher than 6. Enthusiasm might have been a little better, too, because an empty net goal like that with 40 seconds puts you up by 2 usually wraps up a victory.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that extra attacker thing, Tony.
Yeah, no, I didn't either until Chris kind of brought it to light there. No, crazy thing is I had the same number in mind, 6. And I'm not nearly as knowledgeable about hockey, but there's just something felt off about it. And his energy was it was just okay. Maybe it was late night.
Yeah. And plus, I want to hear if the Sharks win. I don't want to hear that the Sharks win. I want to hear that the Sharkies win.
I tried to make a call and tell them that they need to start doing that. Like, Sharkies win! Sharkies win!
Yeah, but that would get a higher rating for sure. Oh, yeah.
All right, last call and then our classic call. Now, this is an FCS Championship second round game. So basically, Division I AA
playoff,
football playoffs.
Playoff.
Incarnate. Wait
a minute. You can have playoffs in college football? Somebody tell me.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense how they do it, but apparently it doesn't make sense for anybody else. But they're good.
No, understandable.
I'd actually almost watch their playoff system anyway. Incarnate Word. I wrote road on the paper. It's Incarnate Word.
Yes, they're in San Antonio, Texas.
Oh.
Played a game there a couple years ago, women's basketball. So I've actually been to their campus, believe it or not.
All right, it's not Incarnate Road. It's Incarnate Word.
Okay. Yes.
Good to know.
At Sam Houston State. Second round FCS championship.
Ooh, it's an all-Texas battle.
Sam Houston State is up 49-42 with 26 seconds left. Incarnate Word has the ball on the Sam Houston 4-yard line.
Fourth down and goal. Bearcats defense trying to stop him. Ward in the gun. Brown the running back. Two receivers either side. Ward, he wants to take it himself. He goes in. He stopped. I don't think he got it. He stopped at the 1-yard line. And the Bearcats win. The Bearcats have it. He has stopped at the 1.
All right, now that guy should be doing Michigan, and the Michigan guy should be doing Sam Houston State. But Tony, you're up first on that one. They did stop them. They win the game. By the way, Bearcats in this instance, spelled with a K, B-E-A-R-K.
Thank you for that. That's weird. Important in a radio call.
It really is. It was very strange to me that they spelled it with a K. But Tony, 1 to 10, rate that radio call.
I give it an eight. He came in. I guess if we were watching a game, it wouldn't appear as he came in so hot. I bet if you're watching the game, that was probably the right, you know, cadence, right sound. And I thought he described the formation. He had the two wide receivers on one side, one on the other. QB draw, tried to sneak it in, and the defense stopped him. I like the call. It's an 8.
Chris?
Yeah, I came in way too hot, but that's not probably, as Tony said, probably not his fault. I'll give him a 7. You know, the enthusiasm was exciting. I mean, for the Sam Houston State fan base, that's probably how they felt. So I'm going to allow him a little bit going over the top there at the finish of that game. I didn't hear that it was a quarterback draw. I did hear and figure out that the quarterback ran. I didn't know if he ran around the end or up the middle. So that's why I take a little away. It's funny, in a lot of these calls, the enthusiasm is always there.
Yeah.
But the actual nuts and bolts are what separates. And yeah, to me, you got to have the nuts and bolts of a somewhat of a description of the play in radio to make it great. Now, in TV, you don't need that because we can all see it. But yeah, if you're just sitting there on the side of the road because you pulled over for the last fourth down play, you know they stopped them. But do you really know how? Can you picture it in your mind? And the greats can give you that.
Yeah, I felt that pumped me up when I was pulling that call.
Glad you liked it.
Man, Sam Houston State Bearcats with a K.
With a K.
Tony, all right.
Bearcats with a K.
It's your week for the classic call. So what did you go with today?
I went with the World Series that Joe Carter hit the walk-off World Series winner. Against the Phillies.
Yeah.
Wild Thing Williams, Mitch Williams was on the mound. I believe the Jays were down to their last out, right?
Yeah, maybe one out, They were down a run with two runners on. Yeah. So they were down, and it was looked like Game 7 was coming up the next day. But it never happened.
Here's a pitch on the way, a swing and a belt. Left field, way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions. As Joe Carter hits a three-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
I got a question about this play.
It's awesome.
Why did the pitcher, did he slip? Because when I was watching the video,
no,
he
Mitch
hits
Williams
the ground.
Always is, falls down when is, he pitched.
Every was, pitch?
Almost is, every pitch.
That is
yeah,
why part of the reason he was named Wild Thing, he fell off. He was in that. If you hit a ball back up the middle, and that day nobody was up the middle, it's an automatic hit because
yeah,
he can't. He wasn't defending.
He was,
anything.
He was the Wild Thing before the movie Wild
yeah,
Thing.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Mitch
wow,
Williams could lose command of the strike zone, and that's why, because he didn't have great mechanics. He put so much into his pitches that he oftentimes fell. But that's a great call. It's perfect. The enthusiasm's perfect, and the nuts and bolts are there. It was a home run to left field. He told us. He told us exactly where the ball went. You could picture it sailing out of the ballpark. That's memorable for a lot of reasons.
Not only that, because this is a national call right here, you don't have the you see the neutrality in this one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not leaning heavily towards the Blue Jays in this situation, yet he still gives you the call, and then he gives you a signature piece at the end. The touch 'em all, Joe, you'll never hit a bigger homer. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was well done all the way around. Memorable for a lot of reasons. Toronto's 1993 World Series championship on our classic call today. Hope you enjoyed. Rate the radio call. We'll do it again next Wednesday. We will take a final break on the program. Come back with some more Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.